Michael Horn is back with us. He is a representative, of course, for Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who has had amazing UFO contacts. We're going to talk about that and Billy's predictions, prophecies, as relayed by the ETs. Michael Horn next with us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Michael Horn is the world's leading authority on UFOs and the American media representative for the Billy Meyer UFO contacts. The Meyer contacts are the only scientifically proven, still ongoing contacts with an extraterrestrial human race now spanning more than 75 years. Meyer's evidence includes more than 1,200 incredible photographs, films, and videos, as well as sound recordings as well, and some samples, metal samples, more than 26,000 pages of information. Here is Michael Horn back on Coast to Coast. Michael, always a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you, George. It is indeed my pleasure. You know, as I was sitting here thinking about this and wondering about this interesting time that your show comes on, you know, it's midnight where I am,
yeah,
and that this is all truly all over the world. And I think tonight I get a chance to make a few statements that are going to be of hopefully great importance to people in the world who are looking to find, well, the truth. And they will have to determine that for themselves. But there have been a couple developments since we last spoke that have been rather profound as far as I'm concerned, and I think your audience might find that interesting as well.
Perfect. And answers. We're all looking for answers, Michael, aren't we?
Well, I love questions. I can give you the best answers I can, and then it's up to everybody to, you know, determine, you know, is this so, and how do we determine it? And actually, you've just opened the door to another thought, and that is, if the Meyer case is true, and that means if it is truly the singular authentic, proven extraterrestrial human contact case, what would that mean to people? What does that mean to people? We've gone so far in this whole field of looking at everything and anything about so-called UFOs and extraterrestrials, but what if we find something that is true?
Staggering. How old is Meyer now?
Billy is 81 years old.
Wow. And still going strong, isn't he?
Quite amazingly, considering all of the various challenges to his health, you know, things that would be little infirmities here and there.
Absolutely. He's got one arm, right?
One arm, phantom limb pain, rheumatism, a heart valve replacement, bruised ribs, tinnitus, it goes on and on. And yet, you know, I was just over there spending time with him a few weeks ago, and the one thing that really strikes me, George, is that this man is the least self-pitying human being I've ever met, especially for someone who might have some reasons to be sitting and going, oh, this and oh, that. And that, to me, is there's a certain stoicism when a person bucks it up and just doesn't lay it out and have, you know, pity themselves. And it's an admirable trait.
Yeah, it sure is. And how's your health? Everything good with you?
It is, I'm pleased to say. You know, sometimes you get a little shift. I was listening to a commercial that you just had, and, you know, something happens either for the worse or for the better, but when something shifts for the better and you do feel more energy, you go, my gosh, I was in a cloud for 3 months. What was going on there? And that's kind of what I came out of, and I've just been very excited to move forward, especially with what, you know, Billy, his work, his information, and everything has brought forward. I've come to say to people when I do presentations, and this, and I don't know if I've ever said it in the show, but the confirmed existence of intelligent space-traveling life forms would be the single most important discovery in all of history.
Absolutely.
Exceeded only by contact with such a race. And so, if contact has indeed been going on with Billy Meyer for 76 years, there must be a reason for it, and it isn't for me to have a career chasing, you know, down opportunities to present this case, nor is it meant for people to just chase lights in the sky. There's got to be a reason for it, and I think that reason is intimately tied into our, literally, to our future survival.
We had a wonderful guest on, Michael, before you came on, Mr. Caddy, and he was a lawyer who represented a lot of the Watergate burglars and E. Howard Hunt, And he tells us that E. Howard Hunt told him that JFK, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated because he was about to go public with the Russians and with us about the UFO information and contact.
Well,
incredible story.
Yeah, I don't know about that part of it. I can tell you, since you brought up JFK, that in 1953, when Meyer was 16 years of age, he was told by an alleged extraterrestrial woman — all of this, of course, is, you know, documented and it's been online for a long time — but he was told in advance about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They told him the date and, you know, Dallas, we all know this now,
mm-hmm.
and also the assassination of his brother that would take place. And what he was told, what Meyer was told, was that this would be a done by a couple of groups, including the secret services of in America. Maybe people say CIA, et cetera. Now, again, I'm a reporter and stuff. I'm not someone who is conspiratorial. I don't run around, you know, focusing on that. There are people that do that very well. So I tend to relay information. People can do with it what they will. We can't prove that. But I remember reading that, you know, long ago in a document where there was a whole bunch of other stuff, which, of course, has subsequently also come true.
And I found you, Michael, over the years to be a very no-nonsense person. I mean, you're a straight shooter.
I've learned that. I mean, I feel that I owe it to myself. I owe it to Billy, and I owe it to people, because for me, I do many other things in my life. I have a background in many other fields. This is the most important thing I think I can do, because, as I said in that little, you know, little blurb there, if this is true, it's the most important thing in human history, and I would not squander this opportunity to do my best to bring that forward. And that being said, well, people would say, well, what if it isn't? You know, we've taken on every skeptical challenge, but something happened about a year ago that was truly amazing. To be honest with you, I don't know if I gave you all the details of this at any point, but let me know when you want, and I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it was actually in January of last year that I got a phone call from a guy I didn't know, a kind of gruff-sounding older guy, and he said, you represent this Billy Meyer case? I said, yes. Are you willing to talk about it? Because I think it could be a hoax. I said, well, sure, we'll talk. We did that for 3 months. We went back and forth, kind of like a tennis match, and he would ask, I would answer, he'd ask, I'd answer. He'd say, well, what about this? I said, this is the only thing I know about it. And he'd say, well, I don't know about that. You know, we went back and forth, and then he disappeared. His name was Joe, and then it was almost a year ago, it was in August, that Joe called me back again on a Saturday morning from where he lives in Asia. He's an American expat. He said, I'll tell you now who I am, what I've done, and I'll tell you about your Billy Meyer case. And I said, okay, go ahead. He said, I am the former top case supervisor for the United States Air Force Office of Special Investigation. That's known as the OSI. He said that I served in that capacity from 1965 to 1971. I was the top guy. Don't take my word for it. I'm sending you something now.
Mm-hmm.
I look in the email, and there are all of these, you know, raving letters of endorsement from the U.S. military.
Credentials, said, well, everything, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, it was impressive. And I said, okay, well, you know, you know all about that, so what did you want to tell me about Billy Meyer? He said, well, after we spoke some months ago, I decided to apply my techniques of investigation that I used on behalf of the United States government to the Billy Meyer case. And first, I'll tell you that this Billy Meyer case is 100% ironclad authentic. And now I will tell you why. He said, I went and I started with your documentation from 1964, where Billy Meyer is a 27-year-old man wandering around in the middle of nowhere in India, and he gets interviewed by a very credible reporter from a prestigious Indian newspaper that even at that time had been in existence for 100 years. And he said, the reporter says, I'm looking at an album of 80 UFO photos. He describes those photos, and a dozen of them or so still exist. You even have those photos in your material. My one question to any skeptic is, where did Billy Meyer get 80 UFO photos, a dozen of which still exist, taken with a 1940s camera? And he said, I don't want theories. I'm a fact-based researcher and investigation. And unless a skeptic can tell me where those 80 photos came from, they're done. He said, but that's not all. In this case, I found that your lead investigator, Lieutenant Colonel Stevens, had gone to the man who was the special effects director for a film called 2001, Stanley Kubrick.
Wow.
And they showed this man, gentleman, Meyer's film of this UFO going around a tree. And they said, well, what do you make of that? He said, well, I could duplicate it, but I need about $80,000 and 15 assistants because everything in that film is makes sense photographically. It's right. It's good. And he says, so unless this man has that available to him, including a crane and old wires, he says, I can only say that that's legitimate. I got the same response, by the way, George, when I personally took that same film to the two Academy Award-winning independent, well, special effects experts.
Right.
They won the Academy Award for Independence.
They know their business.
They know their business, and they said, okay, we can do that with CG. Now you're coming, you know, 20 years later. Well, we can do that with CG, but otherwise, you know, that's not, that is not a model. It's not special effects. We know special effects. We win Academy Awards. That's not special effects. So this guy, Joe, in Thailand says, then I went farther. I examined, you claimed that there was a young girl at this in India at an ashram where Meyer was studying at that time. He said, I tracked down that indeed she is a now retired former diplomat for the UN, and she came forward 20 years ago, whatever it was, with another woman. They made a public presentation. It was videotaped. She has nothing to gain by standing up there saying, well, this is real and true. We were there. We saw the ships. We saw this woman, all this stuff. And, of course, what I should tell people here, in 2006, we filmed a movie called The Silent Revolution of Truth that we put out in 2008. And in there, I brought in a expert for the U.S. military who reads body language. I showed him a film of this woman, and I showed him Meyer. But what I did was I turned the volume down, even if I thought he might understand German, because it was Billy speaking in German. This woman was speaking in English. He didn't know what they were talking about. I said, give us a read on these people. Are these people faking? Are they lying? Do you detect dishonesty? He said, oh, no, both those people are, you know, they're telling what they believe is true.
Exactly.
No indication of. So we did all this, and when Joe, this guy, he put up on my blog, which we're having some trouble with because of a web hosting company, despite the efforts of a couple nice guys like David and Ron and Troy over at an unnamed company. The blog is not up for everybody to look at tonight.
How about the website? Theyfly.com.
The website is good. Okay. Theyfly is there, and they'll be able to find a lot of stuff on Theyfly, and the blog will get back up, and then anybody that remembers that wants to go over, they'll be able to read all this documentation. But here's another thing that happened after Joe. A week or so later, I get an anonymous, well, an unexpected email from a former prosecutor trial attorney who identifies himself. He says, I came upon this, and evaluating this as an attorney, your scientific information here, what you've put together in your analyses and all that stuff, this is preponderance beyond a reasonable doubt, proof, empirical, good thinking. This is legit. Then I get a guy comes forward named Kenneth Smith. He had recently retired as the vice president of operations at what's called Orbital Flight Systems in southern Arizona. They're the competitor for Elon Musk. They send up rockets and satellites mm-hmm. and all the rest. He came forward. We have his video actually on my YouTube channel, and he gives a whole thing, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes, whatever it is, and he says, oh, this is real, this is legit, I'll tell you why, I've looked into this for 30 years. I also happen to know that there's still people at Orbital who also know and who want to remain anonymous but have given permission through Ken to simply say, yeah, we know this is true, too. And one of the guys who did that served under one of the astronauts. This just goes on, and then Matthew Wiskiewicz, former NASA aerospace engineer. So people who were professionals and independent and applied the procedures of scientific methodology, analysis of evidence, means, motive, and opportunity. And here was the one thing that Joe said. He said, tell skeptics to look at this idea. Let's just say you had a crime. It was a murder, a terrible thing, and at the scene there's a weapon. There's a wallet with a guy's name in it, and there's an eyewitness, and the gun belongs to the guy whose wallet is there. It seems like a slam dunk, except that there's a videotape of the man who supposedly would be the assassin at that time, 1,000 miles away at a wedding. He says one piece of verifiable evidence trumps other circumstantial evidence that then you can realize, well, it got there perhaps this way, perhaps that way. He said, Billy Meyer is the most honest man I have ever evaluated. I've watched every video of him, and his evidence is impeccable. And he said, I will take on skeptics on your behalf if you want. And here's the other shoe. He did. I will not name one of the famous UFO researchers that he personally called up, and another guy in India also who's a skeptic, and he kind of put them into another frame of mind, let's just put it that way, informing them of how ill-prepared they were to call themselves investigators they didn't understand.
Compared to Billy, of course, right?
Oh, well, compared just to investigators, because they had really very inappropriately and inaccurately been criticizing evidence with theories that they had no evidence for. And that is what happened with the skeptics. That is what happened with other people in the UFO field who have attacked the Meyer case because it threatens, let's say, their beliefs or their position or whatever. This is too important. It isn't my Billy Meyer case. If this is real, this is, as they say, it's the greatest, most important true story in all of human history. It belongs to humankind. And I think, George, as you know, because when we met in Colorado a year or two ago, we went over prophecies, Billy's prophecies that now date back to 1948 when his first ET teacher gave him specific information about events unfolding right now. And that
because they were way ahead of the time scale, weren't they?
Well, here's the depressing part. A year ago when I was in Switzerland, after Billy first published the 1948 letter, which is on my blog, which we've got to get back up so people can read it, I looked at all these things, and I went over and I said to Billy, Billy, did your teacher here, this guy, did he get this through some kind of, you know, consciousness or spiritual power? And Billy says, oh, no. He did it through time travel. That was the most depressing thing I could hear. Why?
Time travel.
Yes, it meant... Again, and nobody need believe this. We will know soon enough about a lot of this stuff. But here's the thing. When he said that, it meant that those are not prophesied events that people come up with in their consciousness. He went and saw these events. Some of them are underway right now. He told Meyer that there was a woman who would appear in Germany who would open the floodgates to the destruction of much of Europe because she would be so indiscriminate and uncaring about protecting the nations and all, and she would open the floodgates that would, in the midst of many people who could be, you know, legitimate refugees or immigrants, there would be many criminals and terrorists. This is 1948, and he said to Meyer, watch, in the future there will be a series of earthquakes and disturbances in central Italy, and then the eruption of the following volcanoes will occur: Vesuvius, Stromboli, Etna. There is something called Mount Marsili.
Wow. Did he see Kilauea in Hawaii?
No, but I talked to Billy about that when I was just over there. And I didn't bring it up. I was talking to Billy, and he brought it up. And I'll say for anybody that's skeptical, look, at this point, with Kilauea going on, what Billy told me is that it's not dramatic. It's dramatic, but it's not proof of any foreknowledge. But there was something else he did tell me. I'll tell you in sequence here. He simply, out of nowhere, we were just sitting and talking about something else, and he said, Kilauea, volcano, this is going to be very bad. What's going to happen in Hawaii there? It's not over. There's a lot going on. And then he switched. He said, and also in the Eiffel fields in northern Germany. Well, that's in the 1948 letter, because what I was just talking about with the Italian volcanoes, that area is going to be extremely volatile. It is, and this is what happened. After Meyer continued warning about that area as far back as 1976.
Hold on, Michael. We're at the break. We're going to come back and talk more about the prophecies of Billy Meyer. Welcome back with Michael Horn as we talk about the prophecy, of course, of Billy Meyer. Michael, you were talking about some of these mega quakes and volcanic eruptions. I'll let you pick up from there, then we'll get into some of the other prophecies.
Sure, George. there will be events. Now, you know, people always wonder, well, when is this going to happen? When is that going to happen? Just, you know, observe. The quakes have already started in central Italy. You know, there's an interesting guy online named Dutch Sintz. He predicts earthquakes, and he's done a lot. He's very accurate, I think. He's amazing. And he's done a lot of, you know, focusing in not only on the earthquakes in central Italy, which keep on happening, but he shows the fracking that is going on, especially in this country. And in 1976, Billy Meyer was specifically told that the drilling for oil, the extraction of natural gas, the mining of ores, and the overbuilding of dams in large cities precipitate earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, and that the earth from this type of invasion collapses in on itself.
Well, that's what they think is happening in Hawaii. The residents in that location think it's fracking.
Well, you know, I have a friend, Bob, who retired lieutenant in Navy SEALs. He's a pilot. He's been flying around that area quite a bit, too. Now, he lives on a different island, but he said, you know, the VOG is increasing. He says he was speaking with locals, and they said they knew about this, you know, geothermal plant. Now, some people may recall that Meyer had said that deep geothermal is basically the best answer to our energy needs. So they're saying, well, Meyer must be wrong. No. If you look at the film that we made, I interviewed Meyer in 2011 about this, and it's in a film of mine called As the Time Fulfills, 2012, pardon me. Mm-hmm. And in there he said, we illustrated what he was talking about. He said the Pleiaren, these extraterrestrial people that he claims he's been in contact with since he was a boy, had used nuclear atomic energy in their own development, but that it cost them the lives of 43 million people on their world when there was something where meteorites hit a few of these nuclear power plants and ruptured holes in them, and basically it was an uncontrollable thing where 43 million people died. So what did they do? They went to deep geothermal, not this thing where you inject water into the earth. And Meyer was telling me about this when I was with him. He said, this fracking thing and the injecting of water is terrible. It's toxic. It kills people. It makes many people sick. And it is damaging, of course, because it creates all these problems.
That's right.
With earthquakes and the rest. They sink deep shafts miles deep and simply allow the heat to rise in and go into being directed through turbines, and it is basically endless power. It's being done in some places in Europe that way. I had an article up on my blog, I think, showing from Germany, where they even illustrated, and it's very similar to the illustration that we used to describe what Billy was talking about. So we have another problem coming with nuclear power plants, and people don't think about this. Someone recently pointed it out to me. I didn't come up with this. There is an object called asteroid Apophis.
That's right.
That was supposedly discovered in 2004 by NASA.
That's going to come pretty darn close to us.
It's a little more serious than that.
Oh, boy.
NASA discovered it in 2004, but Meyer had already published the information on it in 1981, which we have illustrated freely available in comic book form on the They Fly blog. There's a link, theyfly.com, there's a link to it. We illustrated it. And what Meyer was told at that time, they said, we call this object the Red Meteor. Then in a later report after NASA discovered it, Billy said, is that what you're talking about? They said, yes, that's the one. And it's going to have two passes, but one of those passes, unless your scientists come together globally, what will happen, and most likely on the second approach, 2036, it will slam into Eastern Europe between North Sea and Black Sea, and that will have worldwide repercussions.
Sure would.
Because of...
Is it a planet killer, Michael?
It's going to be a history changer for us if we do not deflect it. Now, here's what's interesting. We published this information about deflecting it. A few years later, the Russians came out with a proposal for and offered an outstretched hand to the Chinese Space Agency and the European Space Agency and to NASA to come up with a plan to deflect it, and they are now pursuing that. NASA poo-pooed the whole thing, and then in a little funny twist of events, NASA publishes years after we publish this, they publish a new estimate of the size of Apophis within 25 meters of what Meyer was told. NASA had to change their estimate. Meyer's estimate stands. He hasn't ever had to change anything scientifically. So we're trying to tell people, look, if there's really ETs, there's a reason for the contact. And as I said in the beginning, it has to do with our future survival. And for this country especially, what they have specifically warned about, that if we do not take control of it, we are not going to win this game. And I say it with no joy. I live here. My family lives here. You live here. We live here. Everybody in America that lives here lives here. We are facing not the kind of a picture that a lot of the internet pundits are trying to sell us. I understand, and we're not political. We don't take sides in this. Oh, sure, the Playaron told Meyer 5 months before the election that Trump would win, what would happen, that there would be a phonied-up accusation and investigation about non-existent Russian collusion. And they also said, well, you know, the guy's a strange guy. He's kind of catastrophic and chaotic, but he wants the best for his country. He doesn't want the country to be sucked into the globalist thing. That's a good thing. His ideas about health care are bad. His ideas about the environment are bad. But this other stuff is good. You know, as you said, it's an even-handed thing. He's not even political himself. He's a party of one. And Billy was going to announce that, and they said, no, you may not announce his victory. Not until the day after. And then people will say you're a liar anyhow. He says, well, why can't I say anything now? He says, because he would be assassinated. There are people in the opposing party and in what is called the secret services. We also know things called the dark state that will kill him. And so,
Michael, that's one topic I shy away from on the show.
Fine,
okay.
We won't touch it. I'm just, you know, I just am a reporter too.
I know.
Meyer was warned. He shares warnings on many things. The concern here is not for me and not for us about the president per se. That's a political drama that's ongoing. There are things that we must watch out for that Billy warned us about almost 40 years ago. The polarization and division in this country that will bring us civil wars, which are now being spoken of in mainstream media.
It's weird they're talking about that.
Yes. And I called and I spoke very briefly, of course, to Lisa, and I didn't know, you know, we'd have an opportunity to speak. And I said, you know, Lisa, I had found one of the recordings where George and I were speaking from some years ago or something, and we talked about the Civil War predictions of Billy Meyer. And even at that time, people were laughing at it. I laughed at it when I first read it, 1986 or 7. What are you talking about, civil wars in America? And he spelled it out. He says the people in America must take charge and redirect their future, because if not, but after 2020, the superpower USA ceases to exist, not as a destroyed, you know, vaporized country, but as a United States of America. So it reaffirms what he said 40 years ago about this division, this civil war stuff. This case is about people not polarizing, not getting politically crazy with each other, and trying to find the eternally valid principles of life that we can all seek to, you know, attain and cooperate with each other over, not polarize this party and that party and this belief and that one. That has just done humanity in for thousands of years. We must seek to say, what are the values we all agree on? Do we want peace? Do we want freedom and love and harmony and knowledge and wisdom and abundance for everybody? Or do we only want it our way? And if a good person who's in an opposing party comes up with a good idea, we still won't support it because we're polarized and partisan politically. That's why we don't do partisan political stuff.
Did he talk about the biochipping?
In 1958, he's the first person I know of
say
that there would be a coming EU, which didn't exist yet, European Union, he spelled it out, along with the United States, would attempt to biochip every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. You know, it's already in Sweden now. It's become trendy. This was just in the news. People are allowing themselves to be biochipped like animals. This is not a good trend because for the convenience of being able to open the door or buy your gas or something. This is the very dreaded total enslavement of humanity, and Meyer has written more about what's coming from this, you know, what people call the elite, the dark order, the deep state. There is going to be, and maybe, you know, Gerald will speak about it tomorrow, there is a coming global financial crash that Meyer told me. I have a video on YouTube from 12 years ago where I reported on my trip to Billy. I asked Billy at that time, was the Iraq war fundamentally about oil? No, it's fundamentally about your dollar. If things go a certain way, you may as well roll cigarettes with your paper money. Thank you very much. That's been on YouTube for 12 years. Now, what he updated last October is there is a plan afoot to turn everything into a cashless society, and there will be a global financial crash. And he uses the term, the people in America will be dispossessed of everything, and it will be at this point that the government will turn the military and the police against the partly heavily armed populace. Maybe he's wrong, but there's a lot of folks, you know, Alex Jones, and you know,
sure,
Joe Rogan, and you know, these people, unfortunately, I have not had the opportunity to reach their audiences and let them even, you know, try and rake it over the coals. But Alex Jones is now using stuff out of Billy Meyer's material. And, you know, I'm laughing. I watch him talk about the Fourth World War and American Civil Wars and all. I'm going, well, gee, I've sent you this stuff for years, Alex, but okay. You don't want
Now, are these things, are the Meyer prophecies that will be or could be?
That's the perfect question. Prophecies are things that will happen if people do not change the course of events. Predictions are things that will occur with certainty. Some predictions are prophecies that have gone past the point of no return, past the point of correction. The U.S. civil wars, unless really there's a coming together in this country, those are now a prediction. And I said it, Billy warned twice, in 81 and in 87. And what the case is about, at the core of it, it's a study. It's not a study of UFOs. It's not a study of ETs. It's a study of what is called, and sometimes it's an unfortunate term, I'm going to tell you right now, it's called the spiritual teaching, but it's not religious. There's no beliefs. It's like if you're going to study auto mechanics or computers or electronics, and you open a book and it says, now you insert, you know, this over here, and this is the result you should get. And you go, okay, well, now I'll insert that there. Oh, yeah, I didn't blow myself up. Okay, let's go on to the next lesson. It's really the study of how the human mind works, how thinking leads to the feelings that we get about things, how then a thought about what to do arises, and we take actions. And most of that, for most human beings on Earth, most all of us, it goes on unconsciously over and over 24/7, but it's creating our world. So if we get bad news and someone's screaming about something and carrying on online about something, and we let that seep into our consciousness and it starts replaying, well, the teaching in this case is literally how we take control of our thoughts, how we control them. And that control then determines what we create individually in our own lives for ourselves, and then how that goes out without trying to force things on people or proselytize or make people believers of anything. There's nothing to believe. You have to do what you do voluntarily. And if you want to study, you know, we have so much of this is literally freely given away on the website and on the blog that I hope will come back up. But there's plenty on the website. You start to see there's a peace meditation that is done not only here on Earth, but by 3.2 billion extraterrestrial people in the Federation of the Pleiaron. I can't prove that. It's simply the information, and this whole thing was started in 88. So to try to help us not blow ourselves off the face of our cosmic speck of lint that we live on here.
Is Billy still getting visited by ETs?
Oh, yeah, this hasn't stopped.
Ongoing, isn't it?
It's ongoing. I think there was something he wasn't feeling well where they said, okay, we won't come for a while, whatever. But otherwise, it's ongoing, and he continues to write and put forward the information. To go back to your question, though, George, prophecies are things They're warned. You know, people say, well, why isn't there any good news in prophecy? You don't need to warn anybody about something good.
Huh.
There's actually
let it happen.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and most people don't know because they don't read far enough. There are some predictions about the very far distant future when we have finally, as a humankind, come together, settled down, we clean up our planet and all. But this time span between now and then could be very long, in hundreds of years, of very painful lessons, unless we choose to not go kicking and screaming, but to kind of join with each other to work things out towards common, eternally good values, which actually appear in, you know, there's something called the Golden Rule. That's the law of cause and effect in the religious sense. And every religion, every belief system on earth has a version of the Golden Rule. It's a beautiful thing. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's a law of physics. You put it out, it comes back. And Billy's said for the longest time, we must understand the law of cause and effect is what rules everything in this universe. Not bad, not good. It simply is a dumb law that delivers what you put out, it comes back. So if we think about that and we stop polarizing and we come together and we understand whoever this person is in public office, we don't harass people where they eat. We vote people out if we don't like them. We vote them in if we want. But we civilize ourselves. We have respect for each other and for eternal values that are expressed in the Meyer case. They're expressed in different religions and belief systems. Those are the overlaps. And I'll tell you just this if I can. I have a friend where I live. We sit on his porch whenever the weather's nice, and we watch the grass grow, and every now and then we talk about stuff. We turn towards each other, and we go, gee, isn't it interesting that we get along so well? And he'll say, yeah, why is that? And I said, because he's a lifelong Mormon. He has another belief system. I said, it's not our cosmologies that bring us together. It's the overlap where in each of our cosmologies, we hold the same true eternal values, love, family, service to community, goodwill towards human beings, helping each other.
More people need to do that, Michael.
Well, it's voluntary. It really doesn't cost anything to have goodwill for each other. I don't like a number of people that I know in this world, but I still have love for them along with everybody else because we're all just doing the best we can.
Yes, we are. Michael, stay with us. We're at the top of the hour, but we're coming back for more on the Billy Meyer prophecies, including phone calls next.